Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of Blue Collar BS. I am Brad, along with my famous and ridiculously millennial-like co-host,
Steve.
There you go. Perfect. See, when you give me the intro, I get to do things like that.
I know. It's all right. Whatever.
So what's happening today, Mr. Doyle? What's going on?
Oh, dude, it's beautiful out today. It's an atypical fall day, even though
atypical fall day.
It's uncharacteristically warm.
You know when this episode's releasing, right?
I do know. So it'll be
December 19th.
Cool.
So that's the reason why I'm in my green and my red.
I know. I see that.
We're going to get the holiday spirit.
Holiday.
Woohoo. We are here. Christmas is on the way.
It is.
Here comes Santa Claus, right?
Oh my gosh. I can wait for. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we are a week, even though physically we're a month away.
Physically we're not.
A month away. But from the show perspective, we are less than a week out.
Correct.
From jolly old Saint Nick, which means that we are end of the year.
Yes.
And what happens in many blue-collar industries and construction firms and things like that at the end of the year? What's the topic of conversation that everybody's worried about?
Who's taking time off?
Sure. That's one.
How are we covering? Are we working that holiday, the week after Christmas? Are we working in between? Or do we get it off?
Do I have enough PTO to cover it?
You know, and then, you know, the one of the other ones I hear is, where's my holiday bonus?
Yes, the holiday bonus.
Yeah.
The bonus, the Christmas holiday bonus.
Mm-hmm.
We are having that conversation with many people right now in our client base, and it is, and it varies by industry, it varies by segment, it varies by all the things that are happening. And I have one client in particular is like, hey, typically we do this, and that's not going to happen this year. Like, well, you should probably tell them now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can separate that out from end of the year performance reviews and other things. So you might as well just tell them now, because if you've turned it into a habit, it is now an expectation.
Oh, yes.
Right? If you've had the habit of giving everybody 500, 600, 1,000, whatever your number is every year before Christmas, and now you're going to do something significantly different or nothing at all, you should probably let people know.
Yeah.
So as our resident EQ expert.
Ooh, yeah, sure. You like that stroke of confidence, don't you?
Wow. Yeah, sure. There's the authority level we're looking for.
There you go.
That's what's putting the show in the top rank.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
In the country. That type of confidence and foresight that just gets our audience going.
It's
as our emotional intelligence person here on the show, the expert, so to self-proclaimed expert you are.
Yes, sir.
What are some of the ways a leader can go to either their office staff, their field staff, or just an all employee meeting to what are some of the best ways or ideas to potentially deliver this message? Now, granted, this is coming out on the 19th, so hopefully the message has already been delivered. But for those that have not, what's your suggestion, given that we're a week away from the holiday spirit?
I'll tell you what most people do, and then I'll provide a little insight on what you could potentially do that's different that would be a little bit more impactful. So what typically happens in these situations is people dance around the topic and they'll be very evasive and coy about the conversation and delivering the message. You know, people will be like, oh, you know, is that, are we on track for a bonus? And the message that comes out is, yeah, we're still crunching the numbers. You already know the answer, but we're still crunching. Yep. We're waiting for some of those last minute things to come in and deals. And so we don't, you know, there's a lot of deflection, so to speak, of.
I'm only laughing because I've lived through this.
Yeah, exactly. We've all lived through this, right? And every week, management is hearing the same thing. Well, you know, what are we getting? Employees are talking about it. Some employees have already, quote unquote, spent the money that they haven't received yet because it's the expectation and habit. Oh, if it's, you know, like it has been in the past 5 years, every year has been this amount. So I know I'm getting this amount. And whatever this amount is, it's irrelevant because they've already spent it because it's an expectation.
Correct.
And the fact that you're delaying it, especially if you've never had to deliver this before, and you're waiting until either the last day, right before the holidays, or whatever time frame you're doing, because you haven't delayed this yet, or you have not spoken like, hey, this is what's going to happen. Once you deliver that message, there is zero productivity, zero morale with your employees because you didn't level set it early enough. And you weren't clear when you truly knew the answer. It weeks in advance, a month in advance, 2 months in advance, you weren't clear in that. Now you have a very ticked off, disengaged workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I want to go morale versus disengaged, because those are two different things. I think you're gonna have shitty morale, but you may not end up with bad. You may not end up with disengaged employees. You may end up with both bad morale and disengagement.
Yes,
but you may also have a high probability of shitty morale and engaged employees because they still want to do a good job. They still believe this. Mm-hmm. It'll be the disappointment in that period of time, not just a. Hey, go screw yourself. And now I'm shitty morale and disengaged at the same time. Yes.
So the disengaged are going to actively, they're going to turn in resignations in January or February, most likely, because they are actively, once they have that free time, that is what they're going to be spending their free time on, is finding new employment in the new year. Those that are low morale but still engaged, I'm going to, because you're getting closer to the holidays, their level of engagement may slightly decrease. They won't forget, and they are going to be picking up the phone if recruiters call them, right? So you're setting a tone and a message by not conveying the message. Once you know if it is or isn't going to happen, the more you delay, the more frustration that your teams are going to have, the more frustration your leadership team is going to have to deal with, the lower morale that people are going to have around Christmas time, around the holiday time, when, you know, usually people are a little bit more upbeat. And with those that are disengaged, be mindful that they are going to be working together to create more disengagement with other people.
Yes. So for your smaller to mid-size construction firm or warehousing firm and things like that, I know Steve used they're going to pick up the phone from recruiters, which is all well and good. Many of those positions aren't recruiting. Recruiters doing it. However, when they're out at the local Christmas parade, or they're out at the the family gathering or the bar or the holiday things, they're going to be actively listening or actively asking their network, their family, their friends, hey, do you know anything that's going on? Because these guys screwed me this year and I'm really pissed about it. And it's going to be a emotional reaction versus potentially a rational reaction at times.
Yep.
Which is why it's so important to communicate sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
Own up to it. State the facts. Be transparent, as transparent as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then have the conversations one-on-one if they're disappointed.
Yep.
If a organization can only support so much, they can only support so much, right?
Correct.
There's only so much an organization can give.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, we're in business in order to generate profit. Profit is there to be able to do those things. And if profits are down because of all the things that have happened throughout 2025, then you got to kind of figure out where this is going to take place and how you're going to make up for it or distribute it or prepare for the following.
Right.
Right. So the sooner you can communicate, the better. So today is Friday, December 19th. Next week is Christmas. You may want to do it today. If you show releases at 5:37 a.m. If you're listening to this and you know it's going to be none and yep. it's Christmas is next week, you may want to just call everybody in this morning and say, "Hey guys, here's what's going on. We're not doing that this year." Or, "Hey, you know, it's been $1,000 and you're going to get $100. Do that sooner than later. It's only, it's going to suck for the day, but it's going to pay dividends in the long term."
Correct. Because now people know, whether or not they like it or not, it's on them. But convey the message and really convey it with a level of empathy, a level of understanding.
Just so you know, empathy is Steve's greatest strength.
No. I didn't say sympathy. Which I don't have any sympathy.
Yeah, that's a zero.
That's a zero. Empathy, I'll understand. Right?
But just don't care.
But sympathy, yeah. Right. We're drawing the line. So I like the tactical empathy terminology. Right? I'll understand, but I don't have to care. Anyways, respond with a level of empathy that your employees truly feel like you understand how they feel. Right? That, yeah, this isn't the best news to deliver. I get you're probably going to be frustrated. This is where we're at. This is how we're here.
And, oh, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Small Business Owner that might be thinking, "Hey, it's December 19th and your tax advisor is telling you you made too much money, so therefore you got to spend a bunch of cash to go buy that new Denali in order to take full advantage of your depreciation so you don't have to pay as much taxes." Yeah, that's not going to look good.
Correct.
Just so you know, if you're going out and buying this Denali for cash or buying the new, you know, 350 series pickup truck or whatever, just to avoid taxes for the year, and you're not paying out bonuses because that's part of your tax plan, you may want to reconsider that with your financial advisors because you are not going to set yourself up well.
100%. Optics is very, very important when you're delivering news like this.
So hopefully you have not already purchased those vehicles or vehicle for yourself and then come back with a, "Oh, by the way, too bad, so sad. Screw you guys, but I got this brand new 2026, whatever it is, with all the bells and all the whistles I just paid cash for, so I don't have to."
Yeah, this is where you
pay as much taxes.
This is where, especially as the small business owners, you stop talking about money that you currently have and really focus on how are you conveying the message, especially if we're conveying a message of not receiving to employees. Right. This is that emotional intelligence, that really reading the room and really understanding, am I conveying the right message to the room? Because doing those extra things definitely is not conveying the right message to the room.
So, all right, it's December 19th, end of the year. And this year we're either going to have Christmas bonuses or holiday bonuses, end of the year bonus, or not. So technically it's, You've behaved as it is an expectation over the last 3, 5, 10 years, whatever it's been. It's been the expectation to happen. Not necessarily been budgeted. It's not necessarily been planned for. Your staff seem to believe that this is part of my fixed income, just delayed compensation till the end of the year, or the lump sum.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on turning that from a true bonus into a portion of explainable, executable, measurable, variable compensation moving forward into 2026?
I'm a huge fan of it, honestly. I'm more of a fan of, hey, if we're, and I like doing it quarter by quarter, is, hey, in if we crush Q1, let's put a percentage into your base compensation. Versus have it at the end of the year. So if we crush Q1, if we hit certain targets in Q1, everybody gets maybe it's a half a percent, maybe it's a full percent, maybe it's 2 or 3, depending on who's really crushing it and who's not. But hey, let's put this as part of your actual compensation and bump.
So
and do it quarter by quarter.
Yep. So here's a little insight, and you need this. Is I am not a HR person. I'm not a payroll expert. I'm not any of those things. So do not take this as this is the gospel or whatever. You need to talk to the other professionals in your circle of life from there. But
you didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express?
Nope. I did not. I was at a conference earlier this month. Actually, no, it was the end of October. Yep. And we had an HR person there, and we were talking about the overtime opportunities for exempt and non-exempt. So if you decide to take the easy way out, let's just say you're going to take the easy way out and pay your bonus as part of the same payroll as you normally would in that quarter, end of Q1 as an example. Mm-hmm. So let's just say they're making $30 an hour. They work there 45 hours that week, right? And you're also going to give them the $1,000 bonus that same week as part of the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Mm.
Because the overtime for that week is based off of the payroll rate for that week.
Correct. Correct.
So it could cost you significant dollars. So
yeah,
you can still run it as a through your payroll system and checks and do all the taxes, but it should not run on the, be on, it should be a separate check on a different day than your normal payroll run.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pay on Friday, bonus on Tuesday as a separate run. Do not put your bonuses into your normal payroll opportunities, because you are opening yourself up to significant back pay chances. Consult with your accounting and tax and payroll professionals. But that was a tidbit that I got. I'm like, and I did the math on it. It wasn't $1,000 bonus, but it was like holy shit, those 4 hours overtime just cost you $900.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was interesting.
Sorry. That was a side note.
You got that right. That we did go off on the, but
yes, I think so when you do a compensation or a variable comp plan that's tied to performance and results basis, would you potentially say, hey, here's the annual plan and we're going to issue it quarterly, but we're going to pay out only half of what's ever for the quarter. So that way it's, if we're doing poor second quarter, we're not having to hold back dollars and true up at the end of the year. How do you tip? What would be some of your ideas there?
I don't want to give you the compliment of that's a great question, but it's a great question.
As I always say, it's what I do.
It's what we do.
No, it's what I do. You just ask questions. I ask great questions.
You did ask that question, so that's what you do. I got it. It's about you. It's about you.
See, all its glory. Holiday spirit. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
Yep. I am more of a, personally, I'm more of a fan of I'm more of a fan of incentive based.
Mm-hmm.
Are you and like true incentives? And if you're hitting certain targets, do you achieve? And so for me, it's establishing what is the percentage of the overall budget that's going to go to the raises from a budget perspective, right? So let's say,
so you're taking your variable comp as part of your base pay, or are you taking your variable comp as part of truly its variable compensation?
Base pay.
See, and that's where you and I differ.
Yep, I understand. Yep, I'm on base pay.
Yeah, see, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, why? Why no, Brad?
Unless it is a individual, like I'm perfectly okay with setting up roles and saying, hey, if you hit these targets, you get your promotion. Where you get to move micro movement within a certain area, like if you're in a warehousing and right, 50 picks an hour gets you this rate, 100 gets you this, right? And you move up and down that scale based on how you do on a daily basis. or weekly basis or quarterly or whatever it is, but from a metrics of the organization viewpoint that we all have an impact on, whether we're tying it to EBITDA, gross margin, whatever that financial performance is, from a variable perspective, I think it is a variable compensation package that is, here's my fixed income, here's my fixed income for my base pay, and then here's my variable amount, and then here's my potential total compensation for the year based on the budget that we're planning on hitting. And that variable truly becomes a variable, not a guarantee, because if I hit my targets in Q1, and let's just say for the year, it's going to be $1,000 bonus. I have the opportunity to make $1,000 over the year if we hit these targets each quarter.
Yep.
So Q1, we kill it. Awesome. So supposed to be $250, let's just say. My recommendation is I'm going to give you $200 for the $250, and I'm going to hold on to that $50. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Q2, we don't make it, right? Cool. Mm-hmm. But we're still on target to meet the end of the year. But I didn't make my $250 in the quarter. Q3, maybe we hit it, and I'm going to get you the $200 again, and another $50 out. And at the end of the year, we finally hit it, and I'm going to true up that $1,000 along the way. At the end of the year, because Q2 I didn't make it.
Yep. Okay.
Now, granted, it adds complexity, and not every organization is going to have that complexity ability to deal with it.
Yeah.
Or have the metrics and other things, but to me, that is it creates the incentive plan that allows it to happen instead of waiting till the end of the year. I like the quarterly distribution and the reward along the way. The problem, I see it from that perspective, is if I get it here at the Q1 and nothing happens at the end, I've paid out something that I didn't really get because it's based on an annual number, not a quarterly number. Most can't set up bonus programs quarterly and effectively.
Correct. Well, and I'm more of a try to keep it simple. If we hit it, great. If we don't, we don't. And if we don't, there's nothing paid out. Plain and simple.
Correct.
Right? But if we hit our targets in Q1 and we didn't hit it in Q2, 3, or 4, I'm more of a fan of giving based on base compensation a payout, and then no payout the rest of them.
If I'm putting in my base compensation, I'm being paid for it the rest of the year. Help me understand.
Oh, so you did pick up on that.
Yeah, I did. That's what I'm talking about, base versus variable. I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, okay, so now I'm just, and it's costing me as the business owner, the tax implications of that increase to base pay as well every week for perpetuity.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm more of a fan of those small increments. And while those small increments, well, over time, yeah, it does add up. But if you're doing a 0.5% in Q1, it's actually cheaper. It actually, when you crunch the numbers, depending on where your wages are, it actually is cheaper for you for that year. Employees feel better because they're overall base rate.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm struggling with the
I know where you're at.
I'm struggling from a personal perspective, completely, totally, right? Pay them what they're worth, pay them for the results for their individual contribution within their role, and allow that flexibility to move up within their departmental role, within their organizational role. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the organizational payout, that's where I struggle. Particularly in a 200, 300 person or less type organization.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I understand that. And it's okay to agree to disagree.
No, now you're just being a dick. There's that empathy showing up again.
Yeah, it's showing up real strong right now. I understand. I understand what you're saying.
You're just wrong. I get it. I hear you. I hear that in your voice. You're just wrong.
I'm not saying you're wrong, because I understand where you're coming from.
Without saying it. Trust me. We could ask the audience. We could put up a poll in this.
We should put up a poll.
With Steve disagreeing. Yeah, if I knew how, I would do that. But you're the millennial tech guy, so you figure it out.
if I was a millennial, I'd be butthurt right now.
Wow. Guess who's not? This guy.
Right. Sorry to all the millennials out there. You know where we all love you. It's all good.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all good. It's all
good. It is good. All right. That's all. You got anything else on the variable comp side of it or bonus pay or end of the year? All right. No. Well,
just be honest with everyone.
Our next episode releases December 26th with Jeff Schuer talking about how his grandmother had it right in wealth and wisdom, etc. Does release on the 26th, the day after Christmas. So everybody, please have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all the things that go along with the holiday season. Enjoy time with your family, and please do not forget to celebrate the wins of the year, as we often forget about what happened in January, February, March to get to this point and go, oh shit, we got all these other things to do. There are wins every day, and please celebrate some of those with your family, friends over this holiday season.
Yes. Please enjoy.
Thanks for the add-on, Steve. There you go. This feels there like you we're major league. You got your bottle of booze next to you, like in major league with the guy. Okay, here we go. You got that?
No, not today.
Not the best color man in the industry for nothing.
Not today. I love it. Well, thank you, Brad, for the vote of confidence today.
Well, have a Merry Christmas, sir.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.